Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy Cash.
Yeah. Ooh.
Say woo. Break it up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate,
and collaborate.
Give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
That's right, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and today is Bounded Out Friday. Welcome, welcome in to Waking Up with Linda McCann. We're going to give you a little jazz, a little thinking music, a little relaxation music. We're celebrating out here at Kingdom Day coming up, and there's a lot of activities going out here. You have to get out here and get busy. I'm not going to keep you too long. This show has been sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals through education, lectures, workshops, and learning how to live. And speaking of learning how to live, you know, your health is very, very important. Good health equals faith. Taking care to avoid traffic accidents and making efforts to stay in good health, therefore, are all part of our being. It is important that we live wisely, striving with awareness each day that all the actions and activities that we undertake for the sake of faith contribute to our good health and well-being. And that was from my mentor, by Sakari Kata. You know, he's no longer here in person, but he's always here with us, living in spirit. And I like to share things with him because he gives us the direction how to live the correct way and how to help others do the same thing. So today we're going to talk about honoring Dr. Martin Luther King, but also keep in mind that you honor yourself first and your parents, because without them, you wouldn't even be here to do whatever you're doing. And moving on, gear it up for the primary, March 5th. We want you to get out there and vote. That primary election is very, very important because that places the right people on the ballot so the right people can get in those seats. In order to do that, we have to keep our health up. We have to be aware. We cannot allow ourselves to be swayed by the eight winds, which are prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. Those are eight winds. Don't be moved by them. You stay firm. You keep yourself balanced. Empower yourself so that you can therefore get out there and empower others. And speaking of health, again, for you diabetics out there, you know, diabetes is a bad, bad disease. And they say it's not curable, but it is. Anytime you see Dr. Glenda C. Davis post it on anything, register for whatever you see, master classes, challenges, information. She's going to give you information and educate you so that you can heal, so that you continue to live. See, we don't no longer need to wait. You must plan and have a tool. And Dr. Davis is the person that can set that plan for you and give you the tools that you need. You know, the opposite of living is failing to live. And that's from our life coach, Karen Bird. I'm going to repeat that again. The opposite of living is failing to live. And you were born to heal. You were born to live. And the diabetes is rampant out there. Now, if you don't have it, the information that you're going to gain, you'll be able to help yourself so you won't get it and help others out there, too. So we're going to bring it on in with you this evening. It's Finding Out Friday. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this with you. And you know, it's more to come in 2024. So stay tuned with us. We got some stuff. So I'm going to say again, happy, happy you. Okay? Waking up with Linda Mack Chant, and it is Finding Out Friday. And I'm going to keep you too long, but sit back and relax. Listen.
We are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. Oh, yeah. There can be miracles when you believe, though hope is frail.
That's right. Keep that hope out there. You know, you have to see it, believe it, and then be it. And again, Dr. Glenda Davis has the information for you. Write this down. The email is thehappyhealthyteam@gmail.com. If you don't see any postings, drop them a line down there. Find out what's going on. You want to heal to live. Dr. Glenda Davis, the diabetes, the lies you've been told about diabetes. Listen to her. You're going to be in for a rude awakening. It's going to change your way of thinking, change your way of being, change your way of seeing, and especially when it's about you. You know, there's five things that are harmed by diabetes, and that's cardio, that's eye disease, that's kidneys, that's neuropathy, and then the last ugly thing, amputation. I know we don't need to go through any of that. So again, the happy, healthy team at gmail.com. They're going to make you happy. They're going to make you healthy, and you're going to see a change. Get that education. Do research. You can research it for everybody else. Research for your life. You want to be able to learn, unlearn, learn to live again, okay? She's the real deal out there. She is the real deal. If you think I'm joking, check it out. Find out for yourself. She is the real deal. So we're going to keep on moving here. I'm just giving you some thought records, some relaxation records before you get out there. Celebrate Kingdom Day. Amen.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. See, there is nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything.
You can fly high with the strength of all your
Dr. Martin Luther King, I have a dream. Okay, let's keep it alive out there. Don't be defeated. Don't retreat. Okay, all your dreams can make that happen. Empower yourself. So therefore, you can empower others. Elevate your life and elevate the life of others. Collaborate and make all your dreams come true. And especially keep Dr. Martin Luther King's dream alive. And in order to do that, you know, we got to have this kind of attitude. You know what attitude you have to have. right. We want to stay woke out there, stay aware, stay safe out there. The COVID is still out there. Don't bundle up. Don't let this fool you. It is Find It Out Friday. And more so, stay kind. And remember, the opposite of living is failing to live. Enjoy your weekend. Celebrate yourself and celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King. Love you.
How to live. We care, we love the land.